USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Tropical Storm Hillary is about the size of Arizona and could bring catastrophic flooding through Monday in Southern California. Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency with more than 7,500 workers on the ground. Forecasters say Hillary could dump as much as 10 inches of rain in Big Bear, California. But resident Nick Lanza says he's most concerned about the wind.
Wind coming from the east against the lake, which is an odd direction for that. So with 50-mile-an-hour winds against that north shore, there could be some problems with anything that's on that shore.
Some people are braving the elements in Southern California for the thrill of surfing ahead of the storm.
It was fun. It's really crowded, but, I mean, definitely got some good waves. There's a lot of swell, thank God.
Hillary made landfall in Baja, California. Hawaii Governor Josh Green says reviews are underway regarding why sirens didn't go off to alert residents of the wildfires on Maui. One Republican senator believes former President Trump should drop out of the 2024 presidential race.
We may have a candidate for president who has been convicted of a crime. I think Joe Biden needs to be replaced, but I don't think Americans will vote for someone who's been convicted.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana called the charges related to mishandling classified documents a, quote, slam dunk. Another candidate will be on the stage for Wednesday's Republican presidential debate. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson confirmed on CNN State of the Union that he has qualified for the first GOP debate. Hutchinson said he has 42,000 individual donors, surpassing the required 40,000 threshold. The Netherlands and Denmark will send Ukraine F-16 jets, an agreement that President Volodymyr Zelensky called historic, CNN reported. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
If you're an American, chances are you're drinking.
Americans are consuming alcohol at a steady rate. Gallup's latest consumption habits poll shows that 62% of Americans said they had occasion to use alcoholic beverages like liquor, wine, or beer. That's in line with findings for more than eight decades that the company's been tracking the number. It peaked in the late 70s at 71%. Meanwhile, this year, 38% said they do not drink at all, with 24% of that group saying they don't care for alcohol. For those who do drink, 69% said they drank in the past week, and 32% in the past day. I'm John Schaefer.
Less than a month after his debut with the club, Lionel Messi has already brought home a trophy with Inter Miami. The World Cup MVP scored the opening goal on the road against Nashville Saturday in a match that went to an 11-round penalty shootout. The League's Cup title is Messi's 44th of his career, making him the most decorated player in the history of world soccer. The Blue Beetle is going toe-to-toe with Barbie this weekend. DC Studios' new superhero flick earned $10 million on its opening day, and that could be enough to surpass Barbie after 4 weeks atop the box office. There's no stopping Taylor Swift. Her Eras Tour is set to become the highest-grossing tour of all time. A new report shows the tour is expected to bring in more than $2 billion from North American ticket sales alone. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.